Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is CBS Eye of the World. I'm John Batchelor with Jonathan Wood of the Property, Environment, and Research Center. Policy papers that are available online at the PERC site. I recommend them. Jonathan is Vice President of Law and Policy. And we speak now of wildfires. In the news always, California is not having as very bad a year as it did last year, but wildfires come back because I'm told routinely this is a problem of having fuel. The underbrush that needs to be cleared out to keep to protect the large forest, but there's the forest is so large, it's federally owned, and clearing out that brush is not a matter of going in and doing what is called a pre-burn or a defensive burn or even using a saw. No, it requires you to know about laws in the United States. Jonathan, the significance here is the National Environmental Policy Act, which is a very good thing. But I read from this policy paper, and it comes from your colleagues, Eric Edwards and Sarah Sutherland, that litigation is the bane of wildfires and keeps people from doing the logical thing to reduce their risk. What kind of litigation, Jonathan?
Thank you. It's a really important topic. It's an unfortunate combination of red tape and litigation that really do hamstring our ability to respond to the wildfire crisis. So the headline from the report is right now it takes the Forest Service an average of 3.6 and 5.3 years to go from designing to implementing a mechanical treatment and prescribed burn, respectively. But that average hides a lot. Whenever the agency has to undergo the most rigorous level of analysis under the National Environmental Policy Act, you basically add 2 years to those averages. And if a project is litigated, you add yet another 2 years. So if you add all that together, the result you get is that it will take 7+ years to implement a mechanical treatment project, which means going in and removing brush, dead and diseased trees that are the greatest wildfire risk. In over 9 years, do a prescribed burn, which basically is a good fire. You go in under ideal conditions, set a fire, and remove fuels through a low-intensity burn rather than the catastrophic high-intensity fires that we increasingly see throughout the wildfire season.
What we have,
What
we have then is we have the method to solve this. We have it in front of us. Is that correct? I mean, this is the frustration every time I come up against this. We know what to do. We don't have to invent technology. We don't need more of what's worked before. And yet, the hesitation, Jonathan, that's what's puzzling about those of us who live back here in the East, where we have plenty of water and not many wildfires. The hesitation is about protecting the air, the water, and the wildlife. I understand that. But isn't a wildfire out of control the greatest threat to those things than a controlled burn or than shortening this time so you can treat more parts of the forest? We have about a minute, Jonathan.
Yeah, that is exactly the way to think about it. The way that NEPA and litigation is set up, it's about stopping anything that might have any sort of impact on environmental value. But it doesn't take the broader perspective of what's the net benefit here. So there have been cases where projects have been held up for years and decades, and the end result was a catastrophic wildfire destroyed the habitat for the owl or endangered species or watershed that groups, you know, wanted to protect. Like, they're sincere, but they miss the forest for the trees, that they're ultimately blocking the very thing that we need to have healthy forests and ecosystems.
And at this point, to leave it on a positive note, you've identified it in your policy paper. Has this policy paper reached Washington, where these laws come from? We have 30 seconds, Jonathan.
Yes, I'm really optimistic, in part because the Biden administration recently announced its wildfire crisis strategy, recognizing that it has to ramp up these activities by an extra 50 million acres over the next decade. That's going to be tough to do without solving some of these problems, but it's a really positive sign the administration takes it seriously.
Jonathan Wood, Vice President, Law and Policy at the Property Environmental Research Center in lucky Bozeman, Montana. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.